Sabbath breakers. But he turned them into apes and swine. The Sabbath breakers. Wasn't Samson? Samson? In that story you're referring to? Wasn't he a Sabbath breaker? Sure, he's a Sabbath breaker. The book says, keep my Sabbath whole. Their book, not our book. Says, keep my Sabbath whole. What does it mean, whole? It means holy, you say. It means holy. But why is holy and whole synonymous? I mean, homonym. Holy and holy. You don't know which one I'm saying unless I tell you. Holy and holy. This is holy sacred. This is holy mine. You don't know which one I'm saying until I make it clear, right? Why are they homonym? Because in their religious text, they are meaning, have the same meaning. In order for your work for God or in his path to be holy, it has to be whole. You can't come out here and teach people moral righteousness and don't give them rational sense and call yourself doing a holy work for Allah. It's not whole. You can't teach them material logic and fail to give them spiritual understanding and moral logic. That's not whole. Can't tell them the white man is the devil, even his little baby just now born, that he's genetically made evil. That's not whole. That's a lie. Oh, if I had known that he was going to call us out here today to talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and our Savior, I wouldn't have come. And if I had known you were the type you are, I would have told you to keep your ignorant ass home. Oh, see how bug he is? He called me an ass. And they'll ride in your ass, too. You are a double ass. With two bales on it. And I love you, that's why I talk to you this way. We don't have Sabbath in El Islam because there is no point at which we should give the whole truth to anybody. Whenever we speak, we're supposed to give the whole truth. As much of it as time will allow, and as much of it as the patience of the people will allow, we are to give it to them whenever we speak. We can't wait till Saturday to tell the people the whole truth, or till Sunday, after Friday to tell the people the whole truth. We don't have no Sabbath like that. We tell them the whole truth whenever we get their ear, if they have the patience. Oh, wait for the Sabbath. Those who break the Sabbath are those who misinterpret the Sabbath and deny the people their inheritance. Out of season and in season. Yes. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, what does the Bible say? Jesus didn't recognize that Sabbath city. He said, don't tell me I ain't supposed to get through this on Sunday. So I have a right. I have a right. I have a right in Scripture to do this on Sunday. So I'm going to give them the shoe bread. give it shoebread. Other places give it showbread. And actually the meaning is double. One means the spiritual inspiration. The other one means the logical inspiration or the intellectual inspiration. That showbread means intellectual inspiration. That shoebread means spiritual inspiration. You used to hear the old people, shoe flies away? Shoe, shoe. You know where the term comes from? A mythological figure in ancient Egyptian history, ancient Egyptian mythology, called Shu. And he represents the spiritual inspiration. So they knowing that, they put it in the Bible, the Shu bread. The Shu bread. It's the bread with a lot of yeast in it. The yeast make wind inside the bread and puff the bread up, make it look like it's more substance than it is. But while puffing it up, it makes it more tender to the teeth, too, you know. It makes it chew better, you know. Actually, it's not as good, but it chews better. You know, you get that old light fluffed up bread, and it chews so easy. But you get some unleavened bread, it's kind of tough. You have to pull it. But it ain't got a whole lot of air in it. It's not filled up with air. Now, normally, where did they used to get the yeast from? From an animal stomach. Is that right? So you want to know where the yeast bread is, buddy? It's in Trinitarianism. It's in Jesus' love, and he died for my sins. That ain't nothing but shoe bread. Ain't no show bread there. That's all shoe bread. Shoe fly by and the buttermilk. You ever hear that song? Oh, that's some sour milk that fly got into it. Brothers and sisters, I'm trying to get you to see something. And I want you to see it so you'll never look at it again. Not in any desire or under any desire to clear up something in your mind. You should never have to go back again to clear up your mind. Muhammad came and he taught us to make bread, whole wheat bread. He taught us to put yeast in it, beat it down, let it rise, beat it down, let it rise. And by beating it down, let it rise, it gets the texture, nice texture. It doesn't increase the nutrients. It just increased the appearance and the texture. That's all. You just got a better appearance. It's easier to work with. And it looks like it's more, but it's no more. Just a lot of air. Yeast. And we were so happy to eat our whole wheat bread. You see? That's good. Nothing wrong with that. It's okay to eat it. Why did he do that? Oh, he did that because he wanted us to eat the best. Look, if nails was in his enactment, you would be chewing nails. Yes, if nails was in his enactment, you would be chewing nails. And the public would be saying, I'm crazy-ass Muslim, I ain't going over there. You hear them niggas chew nails and talk about it good. And some of you, you'll be chewing it good. So what are you talking about? Ain't nothing wrong with this, brother. I know I done broke off all the teeth on one side of my mouth, but I'm doing this for Allah and obedience. I don't be like Muhammad, brother. I'll kill you. beans. Whole wheat bread with yeast. Rolled up and beaten down several times. The way of Beelzebub. Blow you up, beat you down. Blow you up, beat you down. Then eat you up when you're right texture. And tell me, who eats from our exaggerated appetite? Huh? When they inflate our appetite for material things, for lustful things, who's getting the dollar value from that? That you should eat that little bitty white navy bean. Oh, I ain't gonna stay here. He's laughing at Dog Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad laughed at himself. And at you too, right in your face. To his wisdom, you would have learned something. Yes, eat that little bitty navy bean. What is a navy? Navy, navy, navy. Navy is ships. Ships go on the water, navy. What is a navy bean? Bean, bean, bean. It's ringing a bell, ain't it? Bean. I'll hit you on your bean, man. Bean, a bean, head. Small little navy bean head. Little white head. All innocent. Innocently following symbolism of Farad Muhammad. Eat that navy bean. Dog Elijah Muhammad, he got impatient like those Jews following Moses. Oh, hell, what is this? I'm tired of eating all this same old dumb, monotonous food all the time. Say, hey, Claire, let's go get some greens. You all don't know that at one time we couldn't eat greens. No. No greens. I got witnesses here. No greens. You could eat string beans. String beans. Snap beans. Snap beans. What snap mean? Snap means the point of weakness. That's where something snaps. It snaps at the point of weakness. A snap bean is a bean with a point of weakness. In fact, its weakness is all over it. You can snap it almost any place. Yes, we were told these string beans and brown rice. How come brown rice? Why not white rice? Because the brown rice is better for us. You know that, you old hypocrite. Well, I know more than you know. You old fool. The reason why you couldn't take the white rice, because what he was doing was not white. White stands for moral innocence. What he was doing was not morally innocent. So he didn't take the white rice. You had to brown it. Get a big dictionary, one of those big old Webster's, what they call that big one thing, and look up the word brown. You'll come upon an entry for brown, brown study. Brown study. Look it up for yourself, and you'll understand what brown means. Now let me go on. Brown rice. What is rice? Rice in Arabic is rus and arus. What is arus? It also means bride. What is bride? Bride in religious symbolism also means the church or the temple. So the temple was not white bride. It was not virgin bride. It was arus, grounded. White burn-off. Told you to put it in a frying pan and put the heat on it until the white comes off. When you're traveling, you can make brass late. You can even double up on them. I'm traveling. Let's go on with the food now. In his late life, he said, oh, eat that potato. He cut out potatoes. You remember that? Cut out potatoes. But even in the very beginning, there was no sweet potato. No sweet potato. But there was white potato. You could eat white potato in the beginning. But later on in his mission, he cut out white potato too. Haven't you ever heard people call each other potato head? Again, referring to the mind, you see? So potato is a plant that grows underground, and it matures underground. It doesn't mature out of the ground. It matures in the ground, like roots, like the other roots, you see. So he said, no potato, no potato, not even a white potato. He finally understood that really our under the ground work is not white. So say, hell, if we're not supposed to eat sweet potatoes, I know we shouldn't be eating no white potatoes. So he cut out even white potatoes. No white potatoes. Why no spinach? Don't you know we couldn't eat spinach before? A lot of you don't know that. You latecomers. Think you know everything and just got here yesterday. Why no spinach? Because Popeye eats spinach. Oh, gee, stop joking with us like this. I'm not joking. I told you I'm not wasting a breath. Popeye eats spinach. Spinach is a plant that grows up out of the earth, and you eat that part that comes out of the earth. And its leaves go all the way down to the surface of the earth, just about. And it gets a lot of grit in it, doesn't it? A lot of grit in it. Have a lot of earth in it. Gets earth in it. You have to clean it very carefully in order to get all the earth off of it. But look at it. Its color is white and red and green. White and red side by side. Like the idea of Christ in Christianity. White and red. They didn't come by water only, but by water and blood. By blood only, but by water and blood, right? White standing for the water, moral, and red standing for the ambitions, their social ambitions, red. And they're growing up right together, but a lot of green. Green stands for production. So how is production increased? By growing moral and fleshly ambitions, social ambitions, side by side. And it increases production. Doesn't it? When the moral are encouraged to be moral, and those who are just ambitious, encouraged to be ambitious, the two growing together, doesn't it make for more production? The immoral feed on the moral? Right? Oh, yes. That's how this society operates. It's spinach. Jacob gave spinach to Europe and America. And they to Popeye. Popeye the Sailor Man. In the frying pan. You ever heard that thing? Popeye the frying pan, some man jumped in the frying pan. And his woman is Olive. You know about the original Olive? I know it's Olive Oil. He didn't even know her name. It ain't Olive, it's Olive Oil. You dumb nut. His wife is Olive, see? And he's always trying to get Olive. Oh, he's just trying to get Olive all the time. And Judas is constantly giving him hell. Right? The big brute, constantly giving him help. And he's at the mercy of spinach. He's a little old bitty fella in a white sailor suit with a big old muscle. Everything else is weak. But right in this section of his arm, he got big old muscle. But without his spinach, he's nothing. But he managed some kind of way to get his spinach when he gets into trouble. Looks like sometimes it's hopeless. But spinach fall out of the sky, out of a tree, or pop up out somewhere. Little boy throw a can of spinach at another boy, and it accidentally fall on his pipe. And he's Popeye, you know. He's Popeye. He wants to see everything. Isn't that this society? Oh, it's got a great appetite to just see everything. Oh, I want to know all this about sex. Tell me, what is the 56th principle of Kama Sutra? Oh, my goodness. Just want to know everything. But if you notice Popeye, one of his eyes are always closed. Hardly ever both eyes are open at the same time. And that's you, under the Nation of Islam. You never could open both eyes at once. And you couldn't live without your spinach. But it was a different kind of spinach. It was whole wheat bread, navy beans, black toast, and black coffee. That's your blackness, the coffin. Yeah, the coffin. With a little change, coffee. Didn't you come to a coffin? Yeah. You came to a moral coffin? Came to a community coffin? Yes. When I came into this place, it was one big coffin. That's what it was. Bean soup. We weren't allowed to eat the whole beans. You had to cook them and strain them. And you had to put turmeric in them. Season them up. Change the color. Then you eat it. So actually, you took the white out of the beans, didn't you? You put turmeric in it to change it. You took the white out of the beans. No white bread. white bread. If he could have done it, he would have said no white milk, but it just wasn't no black milk to be made. So look, what is the meaning behind all this? How come all of this against white? Because the white man is the devil. You do not understand the grand enactment. The silent movie of Farad Muhammad. You don't understand. The reason why he said no white is because he was taking moral consciousness out of you. If moral consciousness had stayed in you, you wouldn't have accepted that story that every white person, no matter where he's born or who he's born of, if he's Caucasian, he's a devil. The only way you can accept that, you have to give up a lot of your moral consciousness. He has to turmeric your moral consciousness. Do you know turmeric is used as a dye in some parts of the world? It's used for coloring. It's a color. He had to color your moral conscience. You put turmeric in the beans. It went in the soup. It went in the rice. I heard some nut was putting turmeric on his ice cream. The turmeric brother's good for us. Yeah, on the fish, everything. It's turmeric. Went turmeric crazy. Turmeric. Tumor. Cancer of the brain. You want to get healthier? Stop eating turmeric. That's right. Don't eat all those seasonings. Allah says in the Quran that he never imposed upon the Jews all of those things that they say were forbidden. Say they imposed them upon themselves. So even what they say is lawful, don't buy all that either. Turmeric, sage, oregano, Susie's tooth, sassafras, dill and Addis Addison, all that stuff. You got a monster on your shelf. Just shake it. Giving Red Cross and Blue Shield all the business in the world. If they ain't got no insurance, you giving all us all the business in the world. Taxes constantly going up to take care of you six people. That's right. Yeah, because you just throwing a whole lot of seasoning on your food. Eat the food like it comes, you'll be better off. That's right. And don't put a whole lot of water in. The water take the natural taste and the natural ingredients first. Use the least water possible when you're cooking vegetables, fruit, anything. If you can find a way to cook it without water, cook it without water. Bake it. Bake it. Roast it. Less water, the better. And you find if you use less water, you won't have to use all that seasoning and salt. Because the seasoning is already in the food. Allah made it with seasoning. Get away from this old symbolism they have put us under. Taking all this poison stuff on our food and just giving the medical profession a big, big buck. Tastes good now. I'm not saying it didn't taste good. Don't go back. No, this nigga had enough nerve to talk about brown rice. It tastes good, doesn't it? You, everybody know it tastes good. I didn't say it didn't taste good. Adultery with a pretty woman tastes good too while you're doing it.